When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
United West Ham podcast after Wolverhampton Wanderers. And if last week was giddy, then this week is fever pitch. And I can't understand why it's fever pitch. United made a signing. It's a 36-year-old. Yeah, he's nearly 37. He's past his prime. And it's not as if it's Ronaldo. Oh, here's Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo. Our Cristiano Ronaldo. He's coming home. For the last dance, Cristiano Ronaldo is back in Manchester. And don't say you're not excited. Don't say there weren't goosebumps on Friday. Don't say you didn't have a tear in your eye on Friday. Don't say your heart didn't beat a little bit faster on Friday. Because if you didn't, and if it didn't, then you're no Manchester United fan. Cristiano Ronaldo is home.
So, was Friday a where were you moment, and will it remain a where were you when you heard the news movement moment?
For the rest of my life, that would remain a where were you moment.
Nostalgia's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
I don't care about nostalgia. Don't care. As soon as Solskjaer came out and said, we are here, you knew something was going on.
Do you think you would have ever gone to City?
I genuinely didn't believe he ever would, and I still don't. I must admit, Thursday night, I was shivering or shaking on that idea, I think. I was convinced he wasn't going, and I didn't think he wouldn't. And Thursday, it was reported more or less as a done deal, wasn't it? And I was like... And it'd been such a horrible day for football. Someone like that, if it had gone there, you know, purely for money and ruined his legacy. And then, a bit like Woody, I was working from home Friday, and I watched Ollie's press conference, and it just seemed, what he said, it just seemed, and then it's like, it's a bit strange, that what he said, and then that when he ended it with, if he does leave Juventus, he knows we're here, and then it just snowballed, didn't it? But it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. We just could not have let him go anywhere else. We had to get him back.
Everything happened very quickly, didn't it? I was the same. I'd sort of half resign myself, if I'm being honest, to you can't do that. Some things in football are just wrong, and on Thursday night, if I'm being honest, I thought he is going to do it. I mean, there's only so many clubs can afford his wages anyway, but then it kind of turned and everything happened so quickly that it's perfect for him. You'd always like to think someone like Ronnie had more about him than go to City, and yeah, it's just it took a bit of attention off Benjamin Mendy for a bit as well, which
it was a good day to bury bad news for City, wasn't it? Yeah. What do you think? Because I saw your we were tweeting, weren't we? My tweets went from, well, look, he was never a legend at United. He was just a very good player, and you know, you've got to expect players to, you know, they've got to sell themselves because obviously there's a limited career, blah blah blah. To me, being on holiday and with goosebumps, shivering, a tear in my eye, and as a grown man thinking, you are pathetic, grow up.
There's something thinking, even I'm being a dickhead here, saying he ain't as good as he was.
I didn't say he wasn't as good as he was. I just kind of convinced myself that he wasn't our legend, and so it didn't really matter. He wasn't a legend like, you know, Best Lord Charlton in those terms, because he had his best days away from us, even though he was phenomenal for us. But the moment I heard he was coming back, it was like every... How many times did you check your phone?
That's it. I think it was just relief. You're dead right. I think we was trying to put a brave face on it, because 99% certain he was going City, and I still think he would have done if we didn't come in. And we can all pretend that we weren't that bothered, or he's passed it, or whatever, but it'd have been genuinely devastating, to be honest. So it's just relief.
It ruined a large part of mine, because I was like, when he signed for United, I was the same age as him, so I was 18, 19, 20, 21. That's a massive part of going to a game, was watching someone.
You're looking at you now, I would have put you much younger.
Yeah. Well, thanks, you're the first one to ever say that. But he said a massive part of my teenage, like going into adulthood, was him. Like going to United and watching him, thinking, probably never see anyone like this again.
I think for us as fans as well, like Woody said, you know, he's such a big part of that era with United, and some of the games, goals, moments, everything that he gave. And I think as football fans, you want that romance, and that's one of the things that keeps us interested. And when you look at how cold City are and what they stand for, I think him going there, it would have totally shook your faith that there was no romance left in football. So it was a brilliant day for United and a brilliant day for football as well.
Did you know any? Were you out Thursday night when City were going to sign him? Did you hear City fans? How were they? Were they embracing the signature? Were they disgusted? Or
everything I've seen, they were really happy about it. They also obviously like loved getting one over, as they viewed it at the time, getting one over on United. But they would never talk to him, and like you would if you were advising Ronnie, you'd say, don't go there, like, for the sake of what, 38, 40 games, and you'll lose all the legacy of United. I mean, his name was sung years after he left, and him coming back to Old Trafford. I mean, aside from the fact that I think the fact that Cavani's going to go missing for quite a lot of games played a factor.
It makes a big sort of business decision-wise. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, when you actually heard that Uruguay and Brazil could still be on the red zone, therefore they're going to have to come back and isolate every single time, and he's going to miss over 60% of matches. So we needed a centre-forward who was, you know, somebody...
No, it's an emotional signing, but it also makes a lot of sense as well. But the boost it's given to everyone, and you know, I mean, we were stood with you, Steve, what TRA was like at Leeds before the game. Can you imagine what it's going to be like at Newcastle in a couple of weeks, like underneath the stands? It'll give the whole club a boost. I think people like Greenwood and Rashford, they're all going to look up to Ronaldo. I mean, like, it'll be an almost mythical. They were kids when, I think Lingard put a picture on when he was with Ronaldo, and he's like a little child. They'll all look up to him, and he's going to give the whole club, the fans, everything, a massive.
But there's a lovely picture, isn't it? And I don't know if you've seen it, of Matic after he'd played an international against him. And Matic took his children to go and meet Ronaldo. That's how much he's revered, isn't it? He gives the club a huge boost. It gives us all.
It's people like Matic's kids who will have, you know, young lads and would have dreamt of him. Thing I wish I'd have seen him at United when he was at his pop. Now they're going to see him every single week. They're going to go with a dad and see the best player in the world.
They were buzzing on Friday because they've heard all us talk about, you know, them teams, and they've not, they're 11 and 9, so they've not seen the teams we are. And yeah, for them to that now go and see Ronaldo, like Elliot said to me on Friday, like he said, you know, Ronaldo's always played for the club of support, but I've never got to see him play, and now he's going to get. What, next week he's going to go to Old Trafford and watch him play for United again. It's just everyone, young and old, it's give everyone. And you imagine being, you know, Mason Greenwood, Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho, three young talented lads, and now they're going to get to see someone who, you know, at 36 years age, still in incredible shape, done everything right as a professional. It's brilliant.
They will teach it. The best thing about this is just like a Cantona effect, where Cantona stood behind for another hour trading on the things that he wasn't good at or whatever, and to Rashford and all the rest of the young kids, it will be such an honour to sort of play with this person and train with him.
Martial needs to be worried for his place, doesn't he?
Martial, to be fair, needs locking up with him, because at the end of the day, If you're a player that wants to be the best, you look at Ronaldo and you think, all right, well, that's what I need to do to become the best player I can be. So that's probably the thing that will get the most out of Ronaldo. The thing that worries me in terms of Ronaldo is because he's not very mobile because of his age, obviously. He might have a bit of a Van Nistelrooy effect where he might score the goals, but he might not contribute outside of that on the pitch to say build up and press and stuff like that.
He'll play through the middle. He's not going to play out wide, is he? He'll play through the middle.
You don't have young lads either side of him like Greenwood, Rashford, Sancho, who can do all the donkey work and just let him do the fucking main stuff. Skull said it when he was at United. He said, we don't mind running that extra fucking mile a game because we know he's going to do it down the other end. And this is it now.
We've got enough runners in the team.
What do you think it does to opposition now? Because you've just rightly said, you called it an aura, didn't you?
There's going to be a big factor where the players are going to sort of think twice before he makes the run in the box and stuff like that. So I feel like sometimes he might make space for other players because everyone thinks like, oh well, we need to mark Ronaldo, but we've got other capable players that can benefit from that as well.
It's given us that thing of being like, it's like we're going to challenge for the title again. I mean, that's why like he's made a decision that he could have gone to City and he would easily pick up a league easier than he would at United, but he's made the emotional decision himself, and I think it's great that like
there's no guarantees though, is there, that we'll win anything with him.
Do you remember that time where teams were beaten in a tunnel against United? Yeah. They looked around them and said, fucking hell. When you see him at the back of that line in the tunnel and they go, fuck me, we ain't got much of a chance here today, have we? That's back. This guy is that fucking good. He puts that fear in opposition players.
It's the buzz about it. You give me 5 or 85, you got a buzz on Friday. If he scores 2 goals or 22 goals this season, you're genuinely excited just to see him there. And that's what football's
about. The unpredictable about him as well.
Yeah.
The best part about Ronaldo is you think he's going to shoot and he doesn't and he comes inside, but lots of defenders play for that shot.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, he can make things happen when he's on the ball.
If you're not inspired by him as a young footballer, then give the game up.
At the end of the day, where we probably struggle most apart from midfield is the fact that we drop stupid points against your Southamptons, your Burnleys, whilst Ronaldo will get those goals that will bridge that gap and hopefully push us towards a title.
Do you think though there's almost an element of today, if we can get over the line today, the season starts next week?
Yeah, it's Matt. It does worry. You almost feel a little bit of a hangover from everything that we might drop points today. And there's still, in terms of a league push, I still think we're probably short in midfield. I think it's asking a lot, because if at the end of last season we'd have said we'd have bought Sancho, Varane and Ronaldo in this window, no one would have, we'd have been, the United fan would have gone on TV or social media saying these three players will get in the summer. It'd have been laughed out of the place and said, oh, you're deluded. So we have obviously had a very good window, but I still think numbers and quality wise we're short of a central midfielder. But I said this on the way into town today. When Ollie took over, every single area of the pitch needed work. Now I think we've got one area. I think we're a central ball playing central midfielder / holding midfielder away from challenging from the league.
If you go back 2 years and look at a team that started a game where you had Matic and Pereira, you know, James starting the game, and then you look at that starting team, what you could do against Newcastle, what you could put, fuck me, it's light years.
Yeah, but I mean, would he play if Greenwood, Sancho, would he play Ronaldo down the middle with
Ronaldo, but
play Cavani as well, then play Fernandes and Pogba just behind. All of a sudden, you've not got, and then Varane at centre half with Bailly or Maguire. Why are we just not trying to score more goals than the opposition?
He's been forced here with that Cavani situation to think a lot more is going on there, where he obviously wants to go and play for Uruguay. So realistically, there's talk that he could miss 8 or 9 games with the quarantine and stuff.
60% of his games would be gone this year.
He's been forced big time by that, because I really can't see him here past Tuesday now.
Why
we signed the deal off knowing full well that, or not checking at least that, like, he was going to miss all these games, and then the quarantine.
He wouldn't know, would he? Because the regulations around the quarantine and red zones and yellow zones and green zones or whatever they are now.
You're not going back over for those games. Like,
I'm not so sure that you can actually do that. I think international football has precedent over your domestic game?
Well, the league, that's the thing, it's not United or Liverpool or anyone else, it's the league, isn't it, that have said they're not releasing South American players, so something will happen, you think, before. But I do, even if there wasn't the mistrust of how many games you're going to get out of Cavani, the opportunity to sign Ronaldo comes up, you take it. We couldn't have let it pass us by.
He will score 25, 30 goals.
The opportunity to bring a club legend, like, You can't pass him back. We all, you know, I wanted him back a long time ago. I've said it all the time and people will laugh at me. There's always been something about him where he'll come back one day.
I must admit, I thought a few times, like, I thought maybe that ship sailed and all that. You always hope, but like the last year or so, because he nearly came after Madrid, didn't he, and all of that. But like, but as soon as I heard, like, we were backing for him, I mean, like, like, you must bust even, like, Luca seeing him, like, Luca must be busting himself, is he, I take it?
Well, he is, because I said to him, have you seen Ronaldo? And he said, well, yeah, I saw him for Madrid. And I said, have you seen him play for United? And he went, yeah. So I said, oh, right. I said, when was that? He went, that game against Aston Villa that Makeda scored. He said, because he scored twice. And I said, Luca, you were 2 years of age. You weren't three. And it was his first ever game. I said, you don't remember it, do you? He went, no. So I said, so you can't remember seeing Ronaldo? He went, no, but I've seen him. I went, all right, that's okay. But I saw how he never took his eyes off his phone on Friday. We were on a lady wandering around.
Yeah. I didn't do any work on Friday. I was working from home, and if I had any integrity, I'd hand all my wages back.
I had customers coming up saying, you know, I want this, I want that. I wasn't in the zone at all. My head was completely fucking gone. Like, could this really be happening right now?
As a sex worker, that's difficult for you not to keep your...
I wish I was a sex worker, because I'd fuck Ronaldo right now, but...
Do you know what was good as well? It was like a proper old transfer as well. Where Thursday, remember when United signed Andy Cole? Where he didn't hear anything and then suddenly we signed like the best striker in England. It was like that, where
I remember going
Thursday nothing and then by Friday
morning thinking, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, my boss went, do you think it'll happen? I just shut my head and went, no, but I don't even want to talk about this shit because it'll wind me up.
I spoke to, you know, Stoney, don't you? And I spoke to Stoney early afternoon, and at that point, as far as we were concerned, he was going to City. And by tea time, like before we'd even gone out in the evening, he was a United player.
3-4 o'clock. Yeah, I think Ferdinand gave something away, they reckon.
He put a video on his Instagram or Twitter or something, didn't he? Just nodding his head.
A big smile, and you knew then.
Yeah.
And the odds dropped quite quickly, I think, after that.
The thing is, Steve, like, if you look at that 2018, Owen Hargreave was part of that. He signed for City. Peter Schmeichel, we all know what he did. Tevez signed for City.
Andy Cole. Kanchelskis.
They all lose a legacy. Andy Cole less so, but like Dennis Schmeichel Law? Certainly.
I think
with Dennis Law, there was a number of factors with United got rid of him as opposed to. But Schmeichel certainly.
I think Schmeichel's a completely different. For me, because I mean, like, for me, Sammy Mack signed for City, I never think.
Money to the likes of Schmeichel, David Seaman, Patrick Vieira, all these ex legends at other clubs who were now looking for one last payday. So you almost sort of laughed when the likes of Andy Cole went there, because they were getting, you know, what was a washed-up player by then and spending a fortune on him. But Ronaldo would have been different. He's probably the greatest player of all time.
What my fear was on Thursday when he was linked with City is, I was thinking of more examples, like, do you remember when Luis Figo went from Barcelona to Real Madrid and saw it, didn't he?
We're United, we do.
Everard will all be texting him going, what are you doing here? What are the fuck are you even Ferguson, thinking about doing here?
Ferguson himself.
But I mean, with the only thing, the difference I thought was when Rooney and there was talk about him going to City that time. I think when Rooney did that or said that, and he nearly went, or whether he nearly went or not, that would have been a hell of a coup for City at that time. This wasn't quite the same, was it?
It was just not that for Haaland for, and that's all it had been. And to be honest, the minute the Kane transfer fell through, that worried me. I thought they'll go for Ronaldo for 12 months here, and then they'll get Haaland next year.
As well, it's constantly, you've got Qatar and Abu Dhabi trying to outdo each other. Qatar have then gone and got Messi for PSG this summer. Abu Dhabi wanted to react, and they were desperate to get Ronaldo.
It was a thing where... I remember last Sunday I went for a meal for a friend's birthday, and one of the guests was a City journalist, and I've asked him about Ronaldo, but there was no talk of it or anything like that, and he said, "I'm not really bothered, but if we were to sign him, it's just to piss United fans off, and that's just the way they operate, innit?" So
what sort of friend was it? An Irish friend?
No, it was a friend, but one of the guests was a City journal.
A girlfriend?
No, girlfriend.
Speaking of City journalists, is that dickhead Stuart Brennan stop crying yet? Have we heard anything from him?
I don't know whether Mr. Brennan has... did he want Ronaldo at City? Do we know?
He'll do whatever he thinks will make him popular. The worst journalist.
See what his paymasters have told him to write.
In the history of journalism.
United fan, FC United fan, he tells us.
He was a Muser member as well, wasn't he?
But it just shows what journalists are like. When he was going to sign for Man City, it would have been fantastic, great. Never a mention about his age. As soon as he signs for Man United, oh, he's a 36-year-old, blah, blah.
Well, you do wonder, don't you? I mean, like, I know that ex West Ham footballer, Trevor Sinclair, was bigging up Ronaldo going there. I bet he pissed his pants when he heard he was going to United. Anyway, we'll move on swiftly. Well, certainly the older view is that we're delighted to have him back, but talking to some younger members here, you won't really remember seeing him. You will have been very, very young. What do you think?
You know, it's going to be a decent sign overall, isn't it? Also, for like, young kids like me, get to see him at United for the first time is going to be good. You know, it's just an experience, isn't it?
Do you think that he gives a boost to the whole club in terms of the youth teams and you know, because I know you're a good footballer yourself, you play at academies and stuff. The youth academy players that you know, and will they buzz off having him, someone like Ronaldo, around the place?
Yeah, definitely, because all the kids look up to him, don't they? They see him as, you know, their idol, he's an iconic player, isn't he? That's how kids will see him, and they'll be happy with him here to look up to him as their, you know, as an example to be like that.
And when you watch old videos of him and do you see how good he was for us now, do you think he can bring that same level back to us now?
Well, obviously he's a bit older now, isn't he? So it won't be as good, but you know, still Ronaldo at the end of the day, he still will do the work, won't he? Definitely. Yeah.
And how would you have felt if he'd gone to someone like City?
Don't think I can say it on here, so...
Nobody so far didn't want him to come back.
That's Mike.
It's still half an hour before the game kicks off, and this is down below. And the buzz around the ground as we got here was absolutely incredible. Our 36-year-old, past-it footballer, allegedly, has given our club a lift. It's incredible.
Watching Netflix without using ExpressVPN is like paying for a gym membership, but only being able to use the treadmill. ExpressVPN lets you change your online location so you can control where you want to watch Netflix. Well, where you want it to think you're located. You have almost 100 different server options, so you can gain access to thousands of new shows. This works with many other streaming services too, from BBC's iPlayer, YouTube, and more. Why choose ExpressVPN over other VPNs? Well, there's blazing fast speeds. You can stream in HD with zero buffering, It's compatible with all your devices, phones, laptops, media consoles, smart TVs and more. Trust me, I'm using it at the moment. It encrypts your data. ExpressVPN has the added benefit of encrypting your data so you can browse the web securely. So be smart. Stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/United. Don't forget to use the special United We Stand link. We're fully signed up. We use it all the time. And that's at expressvpn.com/United. If you do that, you get an extra 3 months for free.
Give a toss because
I thought second half, I thought they played really well. I thought they played really well second half. Do you know what I think?
I thought we did a lot better second half. I thought we looked a lot more fluent.
There's only one team going to win that game second half, and I thought it was United. So
yeah, that was
super.
Do you think that the signing of Ronaldo?
Who?
Do you think the signing of Ronaldo? Yeah.
Who?
Gave us any boost at all?
Who? Yeah, of course it is. Unbelievable. Win the fucking league. Viva Ronaldo.
The difference between the first and the second half, then?
I don't bloody know.
It's not really how Alan Shearer would deal with the question on Match of the Day from Gary Lineker, is it?
No.
I don't know.
No. You don't look like Gary, though.
Eh?
You don't look like Gary.
Not got his money either.
I think it got better with every sub, I'd say that. I'd say the first sub didn't make the whole difference. The second sub made a bit more, bit by bit. When he brought Marshall, I had every doubt in the world, but... What do I know?
Well, we don't know much, do we? Apart from the fact that we got three more points that probably after the first half, it wasn't a given, was it?
No, it definitely wasn't. I thought we were lucky to go in 0-0.
It was a double save as well in the second half from De Gea. Yeah. Still number one, isn't he?
I think he is still number one. I think you should put faith in him, to be honest with you. Definitely.
I think also, as the game went on, we were stronger, as you said. We had a couple of other chances to do it. Bruno lucky to be on the pitch after his moaning in the first half?
He did a little bit of moaning. He had one of his quieter games, to be honest with you. I didn't think he had a very good game, to be honest. But, hey, even God's allowed a little bit of a forgiveness.
Do you think one of the reasons why he didn't have as good a game was that Pogba didn't have the freedom he's had in previous games?
I think they took him out of the game more than Pogba not having a better game. I think they shoved Pogba back, and I think they just took Bruno completely out of the game. I thought Varane made the biggest difference. I just feel comfy with him. You could tell he can play straight away.
It was like a Rolls Royce, wasn't he?
Varane was like a Bentley. At the back, he didn't do anything, but he did everything. And that's what made him so good. He was superb. Like Ferdinand used to be. You didn't think he did anything, but he did.
Yeah, he made a huge difference today, didn't he?
Yeah.
And would you have done anything different?
Well, we won the game, so... I'm not sure. I think earlier on I would have swapped out the midfield, but at the end of the day we won the game. That's all that matters. So.
It is all that matters. What when you say you would have swapped, what would you have done with the midfield to sort of like make them win the ball a bit more?
I think with Pogba being in midfield in the pivot, it's harder for him because he doesn't have enough space and he's worried about losing the ball too much. When he's up higher up the pitch and he's got more freedom, he doesn't have to worry about losing the ball because he's always got people behind him. I would have put Pogba further up, maybe swapped Van der Beek for James, tried Van der Beek out in the pivot with Fred.
Yeah, sounds good, right? So, with that performance, 7 points from 9, by the end of the season, could have quite a few points.
Well, I was worried. If we only drew there, I think we'd only won the treble rather than the quad. But now the lot's on. It's amazing.
No one's actually mentioned that sort of, have they, about has been now.
It's just brilliant to enjoy it again. It is. Do you know what I mean? You took so much for granted in the last 18 months. But Greenwood up front for the next 10, 15 games, don't drag him wide. Just let him see what he can do up front, because he's frightening. He's just shooting. He fancy him.
He missed that chance, didn't he? We say he missed that chance. He created himself a chance just before the half-time whistle. And we were almost surprised that he didn't hit the target. He pulled it wide. Made no mistake with the second one, did he?
To be fair, it was... I didn't realise it was in until someone broke my spine when we scored. Honestly, my back's in bits.
Yeah, Rick broke another chair for the second week running. But anyway, he's that much of a lump these days. Anyway. Tire long, would he?
Well, we kept the pace. That's until the main man comes back, haven't we? So, we needed a win today. We needed, you know, and I took 7 points on the first three games. So... bit disappointing last weekend. It's a massive goal out for Greenwood.
Yeah.
Pogba improved in the second half. Ram was just different gravy, wasn't he? Just, you know, kept it calm at the back when things were panicking a bit. When De Gea had to make that save, it just stayed calm.
Yeah.
That's a massive win going to the international break now. You know, get some more weeks training. The people that don't go away, they come back and, you know, we kept the pace. That's the main thing, I think.
Seems to be a team spirit there as well, doesn't there? They're all in for each other there.
They're all 100% in there for each other. Pogba improved in the second half. I think he had a poor first half. Sancho needs a few more weeks to bed in. But he's got to win. Take the 3 points and move on. It's early days in the season. You're never going to be free-flowing right now. You just want the points on the board, and we've got them.
Well, you can almost see from today, and I hope we prove right, but Varane will mean we will not... can see the number of goals we've conceded over the last couple of years.
Clean sheets are a massive thing, but he just looked different gravy, didn't he, calming it down and simple headers away. Yeah. No fucking panicking whatsoever.
That could have been easily been 1-1, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, we should have been 2 goals behind by the time we scored. Goal line clearance, and I think it was a fucking wonder save from De Gea. We'll have to see it again, but it looked out of this world.
Yeah. Of course, there was the one off the line was in the first half.
So, you know, at the end of the day, take the 3 points. We're still in August. We're not falling even further behind. Like,
we're not Liverpool, are we? We've not won the league yet.
We lost to be three last season in the first three, so it's improvement. Yeah. You know, going to a national break now with a win. And we've got winnable games now until October, November, haven't we? So,
yeah. All right, cheers.
Yeah.
That's it for the United We Stand podcast. Manchester United, our beloved shirts, 3 points going into the international break. Quite strong, and by the looks of it, coming out even stronger. Just leaving the stadium now at Molineux after a hard fought, not very pretty 1-0 win, but it's a 1-0 win. Gives us 7 points from the first three games, with our season apparently only just about to start after the signing of you know who.